What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. And this podcast is available at allthingscomedy.com. And if you go to allthingscomedy.com, they have a ton of podcasts there with great comics as the host. It's a great hub for you to go and get familiar and get to know and hear the thoughts and experiences of other comics through their podcast. Bill Burr has his there. Is Tiger Belly still on this one?
Yeah.
Tiger Belly, Bobby Lee, the homie, and Tin Foil with Sam Tripoli. And there's also video content with Burt Kreischer on YouTube and all that stuff. Brody used to have his on there. Still is. So, and so there's just a host of other podcasts with other comics at allthingscomedy.com. Dean Del Rey's on there. Yeah, man, just go there, man. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just check that out. And I don't remember if I mentioned my name. I'm Ian Edwards. This is the Soccer Comic Rant. So let me just I forgot the name of the disease that would make me repeat that. So
Alzheimer's.
I might really have it. Alzheimer's.
Yeah, yeah.
In an Alzheimer's
you
way.
You should start doing crosswords.
Repeat myself.
Save that shit off.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. I feel like writing jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And figuring out the punchline when you have
right.
the two things that meet
yeah.
at the crossover is almost like a crossword.
Well, it's evidently not enough because Alzheimer's coming.
But maybe I just need to write more jokes.
Maybe
that's what it is.
All
really,
right.
It's just my laziness.
Figure it out. Yeah. It's terrible.
Laziness
disease.
Will make you get Alzheimer's. I think that's what we discovered here.
It's the moral of the story.
Yeah, it's a moral story. Don't be
Good
lazy.
Luck,
Use your
man.
Brain.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. And my co-host for the day is Dylan Wren.
What's up, guys?
What's
Thanks
up,
for
baby?
Having me.
And
always good to be here.
He's a part of the Adam Carolla podcast. I met him
sure.
over there when I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the homie, and he's a soccer fan. And he comes to me. He's also a suffering Man United fan.
Yeah.
All right. But before we get into get into our sponsor, onthevalleyapparel.com, and you go there, and they have football gear, hoodies, T-shirts, tanks, sweatshirts for men and women. And these shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies have beautiful, fun. Are they emblems or logos? Because a logo is the thing that is your brand.
Yeah.
But designs, but that the designs are a combination of like soccer / hip hop designs on the front of each one.
Yeah, I think it's all under the same umbrella. And if anybody corrects you, I mean, they're a sociopath. But they have unbelievable stuff. That tribe one is so cool.
Hey, the tribe one is lit. And that Wu-Tang one with it's like a soccer field in the sign of a Wu-Tang. And that's the tribe one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That is dope. I got one of those. I had to wear it more. And you go to this website. And they also will outfit your local soccer team to provide uniforms for that. So go to onthevalleyapparel.com. Use my promo code ComicRant, and you get 20% off, man. Just, they have the nasty. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
They're on it. Run 90. You know? That's right. Like Run DMC. Get it?
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because 90 plus, that's how long a soccer game is. That's how many minutes are in. That's
90 plus.
That's
injury
what they're doing there.
Run 90 plus. And I like that one right there. I'm going to ask him for that one, see if I got it.
The one with all the Spanish words?
Yeah, yeah.
What I don't know.
The
what.
One I need to put my glasses on to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And you know what? It still looks the same as if when I didn't have the glasses on.
Yeah.
But I like shirts with shit on the shoulder. You know what I mean? It adds another dimension to the shirt.
Do you have terrible eyes and Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I'm still out here functioning, so nobody else has an excuse. And I drove here. Want to ride home?
Yeah. I love one.
I got you.
It'd be a terrifying ride.
Yeah. And the man behind the wheels is still the producer for the show, Aaron Brungard. What up, Aaron?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Aaron.
He's like, hey, guy.
baseball's over. I don't know what to do with myself.
You should watch soccer.
There's this game called soccer. You could really get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I like this one. This one's a Skate or Die, the old video game, Skate or Die logo.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got like pop culture meets soccer. You know what I mean?
Beautiful stuff.
Beautiful stuff. Yeah, go to On the Volley Apparel, promo code Comic Rant, and yeah, boom.
Oh,
okay.
There we go.
We could go to that.
All right. Let's get to it.
It's Premier League. It's game week 11, and a lot of shit happened. And a lot of shit that happened, I made notes to myself in my phone.
Yeah.
So
I have them in my head, and we'll see if, you know,
yeah, we'll,
if
my we'll match
going
up.
Going to.
So there were big games.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the games were normal games. There were no marquee matchups.
Right. I was going to say there are no big games, but exciting but, stuff happened.
But games, big. Things happened that made the games big.
Yeah.
So let's just go straight to the injury. Let's just go to the scariest.
Yeah.
The injury of Andre Gomez, which was the scariest thing that happened all Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
The most cringe, the thing that made me cringe.
Yeah.
And I didn't even see it.
Yeah. You have this like, I don't want to look. I don't want to look. I don't want to look. It's a very palpable thing that's going on in your body when this shit's about to hit. And I avoided it the entire weekend.
Yeah, my imagination drew several pictures of what this injury could look like.
Yeah,
and I've been terrorizing myself with the thought of what actually happened and what it looks like. And
you went with like a foot and leg gone the opposite way. I was thinking more like bone out of sock with blood pouring out.
I mean, I like the whole stoppage time.
It was 12 minutes.
I felt like, well, let me just go back. So it's Everton versus Spurs, two teams that need a win.
Badly.
And badly, right? They're both on a downward spiral road.
They're on a slide.
They're on a slide, you know? And in soccer, you don't want to be on a slide. You want to be climbing up.
Yep.
The slide.
Yep.
The only time you want to slide down the slide is at the end of the season to celebrate.
Right, right, right.
Right?
Yep.
So
coast.
You want to coast. And Son, who, let's just say, he caused the injury but did not injure him.
It was like a butterfly effect, but very, very close to the actual event.
Like, you couldn't have one without the other.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Gomez had fouled him a few minutes, like, so it felt like a revenge tap that turned into, you know, Son, just like any soccer player, you want to let the person know, hey, you can't bully me.
Yeah.
Because Son is like a really nice guy.
He's the nicest human being. And I, you know, when I played way back in the glory days, with Son in Korea. Mm. I mean, when people are pestering you and he gets fouled so much because he's so invasive and he just beats people constantly, you could interpret it as like malice, but I just don't think the guy has a mean bone in his body and did not intend for this man's leg to quite literally explode like a grenade.
Yeah, he did not intend for his leg to come off.
Right.
All right. And I think...
Yeah.
And I've seen people die on the soccer field before. You know, like there was I think it was a Liverpool player in a Liverpool, they used to have this summer tournament.
Yeah.
And I think it was a Liverpool player, it was an African Liverpool player. He collapsed and he died.
Yeah, right.
I can't remember his name, but somehow, I don't know if it's because of the distance of time, this felt worse,
right?
In a weird way, you know. Yeah. You're not even joking.
No, like, I totally agree.
Because this is just a few days ago, and I and even talk about it now, I could feel the shit in my chest
because
from this injury.
This man's not dead. He's gonna be fine,
right?
But I completely understand what you're saying. The brutality and the gruesomeness of this makes it worse. I mean, that guy just collapsed to the ground. Very, very tragic. But anyways, you know, the game was I don't know, really affected by it. It's one of those weird ones where, you know, if somebody goes down like that, every single player on the field is just like, fuck.
Yeah, so these are the things about the injury. And these are the things that painted the pictures in my mind about the injury without even seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So first I was like, that's a foul for sure. Son gets the yellow. And then Serge Aurier and who he ran into after he got tripped. So Ori gets up and looks, and what's his name? Lucas Moura.
Mm-hmm.
Two Spurs players walk away.
Right.
Head in hand.
Yep.
And I was like, first I was like, it's no big deal. There goes the pitcher. And then, and And then
just look at his face, and then, man.
Then I see they way they reacted, and I was like, oh shit.
Right.
And then Sun walks over, sees it, walks away, head in hand, like, oh, what the fuck did I just do? What the
Poor
fuck did I just
guy.
Do?
He's such a sweetheart. He was so devastated that
devastated.
This had happened.
And then when I saw Serge Aurier, like, praying to Allah.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's not even Muslim.
Right. Allah's a good one if you're in a pinch and something really, really
and
bad's happening.
He was doing this. And, like, and I was like, this shit has got to be
really
yeah,
funny.
And that made me imagine even more, you know, when you're praying for a living person laying there, and then the players, his teammates were like holding their head to his head
yep.
and trying to like give him some type of comfort.
Yeah.
And but you could see his arms like drew the pain that he was in. And I was like, this is.
Yeah.
And how long the camera stayed there.
And I'll tell you what, they got one back in extra time and.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they deserve
it. To make
it
1-1.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If a man's leg explodes on your team and mm-hmm. half your team is crying and half mm-hmm. the other team is crying, you know, you kind of deserve to get one
right.
back. I don't think Tottenham had any intention on
right.
drawing the game. But, yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting. It happens like once every, I don't know, three to 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah it's not – it. The last one I was talking to you off mic was Eduardo, I think, mm-hmm. From Arsenal.
Right.
His shin bone just exploded out. There's Jibril Cissé. It happened to him.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, anybody who wants to talk shit on soccer, I mean, some brutal stuff happens. It's not the NFL, but some brutal stuff happens out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It was so crazy that Serge Aurier was in no condition to continue and got subbed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at first he thought he was at blame because Sun tripped him, but when the guy... God bless Andre Gomez, and I
yeah.
hope you recover and it's as painless of recovery as
yeah.
possible.
Yeah.
But when he planted his foot and then ran into mm-hmm. Aurier, I think Aurier felt it was his fault.
Yeah.
Because he could tell that what Sun did not create that type of thing, but it was the plant.
Yeah.
And then so Aurier was like, so they had to take him out.
Right.
And they had to take him out. Of the game, sub him out.
Son got a red.
Son, and then so you say Son shouldn't have got a red.
No, I don't think
Go
so.
Go ahead. Explain that.
Well,
and you're not the only one. I was watching Match of the Day.
Yeah.
And two hardened, Kilban and I think Keown
yeah.
were saying it shouldn't have been a red. It should have stayed yellow.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I disagree.
Well, I mean, if his leg doesn't break,
mm-hmm.
and I know that that's right. like, well, it did break, so
right.
it's a different discussion, but if his leg doesn't break, that's never a red card.
Right.
So I don't know if the leg breaking in half, all the tears, all the screaming should impact the letter of the law,
right.
but I don't know. Usually I'm not a big, like, this is the way the rules are.
Right.
There are no extenuating circumstances. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that he intended to do that, and I don't think that he should have gotten a red.
I think the red is good for him because he could not stay on the field. I just don't see him after
yeah.
what he saw
right.
and what how he looked like he felt
yeah.
that he could continue as a player.
But what do they say? When you endure trauma or mm-hmm. something really shitty happens to you, just stay a little busy, you know, just stay busy. don't you know, sit down with your own thoughts. I know you need to process mm-hmm. it, but go play some soccer.
I feel like that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like if he'd have stayed on the field, you know how they conceded a goal?
Yeah.
He probably would have gave up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would have lost that match.
He's too nice for that to have happened as a result of his actions. I think it's eating him up. But, you know, the fucked up thing is, I, you know, everyone wishes him a speedy recovery, but those types of injuries, I mean, like...
Over a year,
definitely. And then they usually kill careers. I mean, you're usually like...
Some people come back. It's going to take over a year. But the thing is, Gomez was having a good, decent game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having a decent game. And I've been watching him lately because they bought him last year after he was on loan
yeah.
to them. And he's been playing better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's just a... It's a shame. Aaron, what do you think of this? You saw pictures. What do you think of this for a guy that doesn't play soccer, but is slowly becoming his favorite sport?
It's certainly not what you expect to see the kind of carnage you expect to see coming from soccer. Man, I mean, that's why I don't. That's why I didn't get past sixth grade soccer.
I would say that when somebody gets like domed, like a pitcher gets a ball just sent right back to his face in baseball, that might be worse. But
yeah, that's
yeah. I mean, it's really bad. But you know, equally as brutal is the way that both these teams are playing right now. They both stink.
Right. You think Gomez just wanted to get out of
it? Yeah. I think Gomez was just like, I'm going to throw my leg in here and end this season because I don't want to be a part of this sinking ship. But listen, you know, at least Dele Alli is...
He scored.
He's back.
Yeah,
he scored. Dele Alli's back now.
Because of one goal?
Yeah, he's back.
Because Iwobi's a great passer?
Yeah.
I mean, Iwobi basically is the guy that turned this game into a game for both sides. He motivated Spurs by gifting them, making a mistake and gifting them a goal.
Right.
And then them being down, Everton was motivated to play better and actually try to really get some clear-cut chances. So Iwobi like basically helped out both sides of the ball with his mistake.
It's invaluable. It's an invaluable position, but they need...
Thanks for turning this into a game, Iwobi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. They need Kane back really badly.
Yeah.
And Pochettino's... I mean, he's not going back there next season.
No, that's a wrap. Yes, that's for sure. That's actually the most perfect... if somebody's supposed to guess what... Everybody's trying to guess if he's going to make it through this season.
Right.
But that's perfect, what you just said, like... He's not back next season.
No, he's definitely not. Yeah. And he may leave this season, but, you know.
But definitely.
Definitely
not. If he leaves this season, that means he's definitely not back next season.
Yeah, that is what that means. And then Mourinho will coach Tottenham.
We'll see.
Crystal ball. Soothsayer over here.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, what game do you want to get to next?
Let's talk about the two games that were played simultaneously that turned into, it almost felt like the Liverpool versus Aston Villa, while like getting the score on that game while I'm watching Man City versus Southampton.
Last game of the season.
It felt like that time when Man City won the title last game of the season and to beat out Manchester United.
Yeah, I hate call.
So let's talk about kind of the two games. Both teams won 2-1.
Yeah.
Was that 2-1 against teams they were supposed to kind of beat easily?
Yeah, I mean, Southampton got beat 9-0 last week by
a lesser city.
Yeah.
Called Leicester City.
Right.
Right? So then you're going up against Man City.
Right.
You know.
It should be 11-0.
It should be 11-0.
Right.
And but the thing is, you get beat 9-0 at the... It's been a rough week, but here's the crazy thing. So they get beat 9-0 last weekend. In midweek, they play Man City in the Carabao Cup, and they get beat, I think, 3-0, which is like, we have improved. So this is the worst, best week ever.
Yeah,
because then, so then you lose 9-0, then you lose 3-0 to the champs, and you're like, oh, shit, this team has shown some balls and some fire, so we've improved. Because nothing could be worse than 9-0. And then you hold on until the last few minutes of the game and lose again, but 2-1 against Man City, who you lost early in the week, 3-0. So that means you really definitely have improved.
It is.
So this is the brightest outlook that you can have, losing three games in a row.
It's the most pathetic week of improvement
the
team's ever gone
through.
But it's been a week of silver linings for Southampton.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Liverpool, if they beat Man City next week, it's stupid to say, like, we can call it.
And don't say it.
But
still too early.
When teams lose, championship teams don't really lose more than 4 or 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Man City, if they lose to Liverpool, will be at 3, and we're not at December yet. So, I don't know. And Liverpool's just on this wild run of, like, they've lost once in like 45 games or something like that. They're unbeaten in some ridiculous number. I mean, they're just, And they're not even playing that well. That's what's crazy about it. But we're talking about Man City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird. It seemed like they weren't up for it. And Pep was pissed off. Did you see him on the sideline? Freaking
Pep
out.
Pep is always pissed. You could be up 5-0, Pep be pissed.
He is like a bipolar mother. Aguero scores a goal, and then he comes off. Pep's screaming at him, hugs his head and kisses him, tells him to go sit down.
Well, I have a theory about Aguero.
Oh.
And my theory about Aguero is like, hey, Pep likes who he likes. You know who Pep loves? Gabriel Jesus. That's who he brought to the club.
Yeah.
And there's two players in kind of a similar predicament at Man City. And one of them is Kyle Walker. And it's an age thing where he's actually playing as good as he ever played. Mm-hmm. But Pep bought this other guy from Juventus.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Walker's playing good, you want to play your new car. You want to drive your new car.
Yeah.
So, like, and you know that Walker's only getting older, but Walker's like, I'm getting better as I get older.
Walker's insanely good.
So it's like he's not getting the play on England that he should be getting right now for the English squad. And he's getting kind of pushed aside. So he has to play extra good to validate getting spots on a team that he should be getting spots on, because Pep is trying to bring in this new guy.
Yeah.
And Aguero has been going through this issue ever since Pep got there.
Yeah.
Like Pep left him out of the lineups early.
Yeah.
Because you have to play also defensive if you're a forward for Pep.
Mm-hmm.
And Aguero didn't accept that at first. Hey, man, I'm scoring fucking goals.
Yeah.
But then he started doing it. And then Pep, and he scores on such a regular basis that the person that Pep brought in, Gabriel Jesus, is not really getting as much. And then Gabriel, I'm sure, is going to Pep and say, hey, man, play me. And then Pep is like trying to like, he's like, all right. He's like, Aguero is going to get old. And Aguero's like, I am not getting old.
Yeah.
So then there's that problem where he's not getting old, but Pep has to take him out the lineup and he's competitive. He wants to stay. He's like, hey, man, take me out when I'm old.
Yeah.
And then Gabriel is like sitting there going, hey, Pep, you brought me here to play. And when we talked in Brazil or wherever you talked to me, you said I'd play.
Right.
And now it's 4 years later and this guy's still there. But this guy's like, yeah, I'm still here.
Well, that may be Pep's genius. Mm-hmm. And this could be reading too much into things, like when English teachers tells you this sentence means, you know, whatever. But you don't want these two players to have a chip on their shoulders. Like Kyle Walker and Sergio Aguero, you do not need more fired up and ready to play than they already are. I hate Kyle Walker.
You do? Why?
He's a dirty bitch. I don't like the way he plays. He's ugly.
What did
he
do to you?
Hideous. I don't like the way he plays Man U. Every time I see him play Man U, he's one of those guys where it's like, I would love to have him. You would love to have him on your team, but when he's playing you, you're just like, oh, he looks like a fucking gargoyle. He's dirty as shit. He flies around the field in these harsh tackles, and I don't like him. I don't like him one bit. He's on Man City.
Right. That's
he's also
good
on Man City.
Uh-huh.
So anyways.
I think I like him just because he's a good English player.
Right.
And it's hard for me to hate good English players.
I think you just have less hatred in your heart for players than I do generally. Do you hate any soccer players?
I think I used to really dislike Suarez.
Yeah.
And it may be a player too. I've really hated some coaches. Like I used to hate Rafa Benitez, but because of what he did with Newcastle, I have more
respect.
Yeah, more respect for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we talked about Luis Suarez being autistic?
His teeth are definitely on the spectrum.
No, I think, but I also think that he may be on the spectrum because he's like, I think he might be a savant. Like he's an athletic genius, but he's bitten 3 grown men with cameras all around the field, and he's denied it every single time.
And he's like, also handballed the ball in the World Cup. The only game being played that day, and pretended that he didn't do it, and was upset when you get the red card for doing that, for being a goalkeeper when you're outfield player the goal line.
And then he cheered when that poor kid, what was his name, the Ghanaian kid, I think, missed it, sent the PK over the crossbar. Anyways, Luis Suarez is autistic. I think I don't know. I'm really, really excited for next week because neither one of these teams is really playing as well as they can be.
Well, as far as Man City's concerned, I think no matter how good you are, when you play a team back-to-back, it kind of takes you won't play at your best, and you are in danger of losing to that team. So they played them back-to-back. So I'll give them that. But Liverpool, I definitely agree with you, are not playing their best. Or are they?
You know? I don't know. It's weird, man.
Like, what is your best when everybody's prepared for you? Like, getting a win is a win.
Yes, you're right. But they're doing this weird thing where championship sides win games even when they're not playing that well, which is exactly what they did this weekend. But Salah's not scoring that many goals. And their defense is...
solid.
Their defense is solid, of course. They have the best defensive player in the world right now, probably. But it's not like... I don't know. It's not as good as it was going into the season.
Let me look at their
defensive record is going to be phenomenal. I'm going to eat my words. But like, the dude from Villa carved them apart for that first goal. Carved them apart. He just dangled like two guys and then scored.
But Villa's good. Villa's good. They're just not Premiership mature. So I hope they survive the season so that they get the season to be Premiership mature. There's like there's something more than a skill curve when you come to the Premiership. It's like a Premiership savviness that a team needs to have to win games. Mm-hmm. And I think like even a team as average as Crystal Palace is way more Premiership savvy than the brand new players of Man U. Yep. You know, who are supposed to be better.
Yeah.
And that's why they're higher up in the table. They've had their coach for a while. They know what the deal is.
Yeah.
And they know who they are.
Yeah.
And they know this is why we win games and this is why we lose games.
Yeah.
So there's chances you might take that could cause your team an error, and they probably take less of those chances individually to fuck shit up for the team on the whole.
Yeah, and then, but there are levels to that shit too. Like, can you imagine being on Liverpool or Man City right now? Any point dropped, I mean, every single game is like the last game of the season. I mean, this is going to go down to, I mean, probably May. I mean, every single game they play. It's got to be so exhausting. Just the mental drain knowing that you can't fuck up or Man City is going to be right behind you and the same.
Well, both teams are prepared for that just based on how Liverpool dealt with Barcelona last year in the Champions League, knowing that this was it.
Yeah.
And so they're prepared in that way.
Right.
And because they went to the Champions League 2 years in a row, and the first year they lost in the Perseverance to go all the way back and win it.
Yeah.
And Man City, they did it 2 years in a row, and a lot of those players, or several of them, have won. Like, Sergio Aguero's won like four with them.
Right.
So
still elusive champions.
So then this is the Premier League, and it's the mark of true champions. Whoever wins this, you know, it's just is what it is. It's a grind, and you just got to be able to handle the grind.
Yeah. Do you ever wish we had playoffs in the EPL?
Nah.
Me neither.
Nah.
It's the truest test of.
Yeah.
Of
because the playoffs just. Best. The playoff just.
It's fluky.
It's fluky, and it like kind of just dismisses whatever you did in the regular season.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of fucked up.
Right. Now we're here, and eight seeds playing one seed.
Though, like in the NBA, those 82 games you just played, you know what? They don't matter no more.
It's playoffs now.
Yeah. The real season started. So what the fuck did we just do for 82? I just flew all over the country. I was in Milwaukee.
I was
for
banging
more weeks necessary.
In every city across America for 82 games.
Yeah.
No, but I think
and that's, baseball, too.
That's why
160-something.
You have the EPL table, which is the truest test of a champion, and then you get Champions League, which is home and away, and it's knockout stages and the World Cup. It's the best of both worlds. It's the greatest sport in the world.
Yeah, it has the best of both. It already has. It has the built-in playoff element in the season. Like, instead of waiting till the playoffs to have playoff stakes, the playoff stakes start at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
I don't want them to adopt.
It's a ridiculous question.
Yeah. No. It's a good question. So who else? Let's see who else we talk about. Wow. This. So we did Everton. We just in a nutshell just summed up. So let's just talk about next week's game. Instead of waiting, Liverpool versus Man City. Mm-hmm. Since we're here.
Yep.
What do you think?
I don't think that it'll probably be a draw. I don't think that Man City.
It's at Liverpool.
Yeah. I don't think that Man City can lose that game, and I don't think they're going to. I can't see them losing that game. Unless those front three start firing like the way that they were at the height of their season last year. It was last year. But Firmino, Salah, and Mane aren't like intertwining and being world beaters right now. Right now, Mane is just.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, so the last. I always felt like Mane has a healthy amount of competitive jealousy towards Salah.
Right.
And that competitive jealousy, like, he was there before Salah. Season before Salah, he was like their leading scorer. And Salah came and just blew him out the box. And
Mane was their 3-minute hat trick guy. Yeah. You know.
And Mane wants that title of being the guy at Liverpool back.
Yeah.
And he has, especially like that game against Villa, like, his Mane was all over that fucking game.
Yeah, he was.
And he had the assist, and he had the winning goal in the last pretty much kick of the game.
That fucking header is so hard.
Yeah. That is so not hard. That's like a pool shot header.
It's insane.
You know, that's Minnesota using your head like a pool stick.
Right.
Corner pocket.
Yeah.
Top left.
Through traffic.
Two men on him. You know.
It's insane.
You could see the handprints on his white jersey of Aston Villa defenders.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess, the man's Chinese theater. Mm-hmm. Like, the players, the defenders dipped their hand in the cement.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all over him. And he got that ball in there. And, so Mane is driven. And he's like, I'm better than this guy.
Yeah, he's not. But he is driven to
he might
get there.
Be.
I mean, he's...
If he's at the end of the season, if he has more goals. Mm-hmm. Last season, I think they were tied. But as this season, he had more goals and more of an impact. Who, you know, but there's something about Salah that makes him more of a star than Mane, which is great because it drives Mane.
Right.
And it's going to also frustrate him to eclipse the stardom of Salah, which he might not be able to do no matter how many goals he scores. There's just something about Salah that the world is into that they're not into about Mane.
It's the slipperiness. He's got that, like, he's got the Messi quality. I know people always say, like, he's like the Egyptian Messi, but he does have that weird thing where he's like this little dude and he just slips people and he just slides, and he's such an instinctive goal scorer. Mm-hmm. When Messi hits shots that are just rolling on the ground, they go into the left corner, you're just like, I don't even think he hit it that hard. They just, like, they place these shots so perfectly. And again, Salah's just not at, you know, in peak form right now, but Mane's definitely more athletic and more of a, you know, I don't want to say box-to-box guy, but he's all over the place. I mean, he's just a pest.
I'm going to look at the scorers, top scorers for the Premier League right now.
Pookie cooled off a little bit. Tammy's probably still up there.
So, Tammy scored again this weekend.
Yeah.
So, let me see this list. It's updated. So, Vardy's got 10.
Yeah.
Aguero's got 9.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy's got 9. Aubameyang's got 8.
Baby deer.
Baby deer is hilarious. And Raheem Sterling got 7. Mane got 6. Salah got 5. Kane got 6. Pookie got 6. Marcus Rashford got 5. I'm actually surprised to see a Man U player in the top 10.
Me too.
Yeah. So, all right. We did something.
Not really.
One of you.
Yeah, we'll get
want
to that.
Pretend we did something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Vardy. I don't think Vardy will stave off Aguero or Sané, but who knows? I mean, Leicester's flying right now.
Yeah. If you want to talk about special seasons, and they played Crystal Palace, who is
solid.
I mean, I don't know what they are, but they're doing something surprising, and you just got to give them props for it. And you know, I know Lester didn't walk into this game taking it for granted. And they're like, they were tied in the table or close, next one above the other.
Yeah.
Before coming into this game. And so you had to prove, hey, we're at the same point in the table, but one of us belongs in front of the other was and other one, and we have to prove which one it is.
Yeah, it played out the way that people know that Leicester's better than Crystal Palace. Mm-hmm. They just have a special thing going on right now. That guy, Çağlar, however you say his name,
Çağlar,
this Turkish dude.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
The guy that replaces.
He's phenomenal.
The guy we bought.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Johnny Evans together are just, I don't know, doing a phenomenal job. Vardy's a great goal scorer, however annoying
his goals are fucking beautiful.
They're insane, man.
They're just world-class goals.
That one he hit against Liverpool, that volley against Liverpool, mm-hmm. He does this shit all the time. When he's done his top 10 goals, Real is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely for beautiful. Sure.
And you know he's a racist old Brit, but
is he?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Is that like?
Oh, he just looks racist.
No.
He said some shit.
Yeah, he said some shit. I think he was doing like a.
He looks like he said some shit.
No. I'm telling you, he was.
No, I'm saying. I said he looks like he said some shit.
Right, but he was doing some like Mickey Rooney, like very very racially insensitive impressions of Asian people. I think.
Oh.
When they were away.
You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
Once it wasn't about a black person, I was like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't care as much.
Right. So you had a feeling I mean, that I ain't was going shit. A certain way.
Yeah. So it wasn't against black people.
No,
oh, okay. It was Asians. All right.
It's so insane. Oh yeah.
What are you saying?
Racial slur against a Japanese man in a casino. You know, he's just a salt of the earth guy.
But I think all of us has said something that can be considered racist before, and you just have a thing that you say that to either offend the person intentionally, but you don't really feel it like it, but you know you could use it to insult the person at that moment.
So you're just like firing off the cuff, you're a little drunk in a casino, see an Asian man walk past you and he rubs you the wrong way, you just scream Jap at him. I don't think you would do that, Ian.
No. But in traffic, I might say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And not know that I not mean it.
Yeah.
But if somebody cuts me off and I feel like you almost killed me or like made my insurance go up,
the worse than
death. You know, like I've my mom in the car and you cut me off. You know, you might get a JAP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jewish American princess.
Yeah, yeah. You might get it.
Because those are the type of gals that cut people off.
Yeah, just out of anger. It doesn't mean. But I don't know what happened in the casino.
Well, he's a racist.
I was angry at the time. I had too much to drink, but I never have used the word. Jap, if I'd have known it was racist. Oh, you knew it was racist. You knew it was offensive, and you wanted to hurt that person.
You're so
you
right.
Did it.
That,
yeah.
Dude, like the tube of isolation that is the inside of your car in Los Angeles. People said some of the most horrific things. In
yeah,
the world.
People who would never hurt people. Like I didn't understand road rage. I was living in New York when people used to shoot people in traffic. People don't do that no more out here. But that used to be the news from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Was like another road rage, somebody in traffic, and I couldn't understand it until I moved here.
Yeah.
And then I first when you're in New York watching that on the news, you're like, these people are crazy.
Right.
And then
yeah,
it's like, oh yeah. No. It's actually more of a normal reaction
there
to
is,
shoot somebody
yes.
in traffic than it is not
you
to.
You can completely
Who are
sympathize.
These crazy people not shooting people in traffic?
There is this kinetic fucking toxicity that bounces around everybody. Louis had a great bit about it where like somebody cut him off in traffic. He was like, fuck you, you motherfucker. And he was like, it wasn't even that bad. Imagine if somebody like...
Doesn't have to be.
If somebody like didn't hold the elevator for you and you just got in their face and you were like, fuck you, motherfucker. Right. Like when you're in your car, you can say terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
About people. Jamie Vardy was in a casino, said it straight to a Japanese man's face. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah, when you're going to be racist, say it to yourself in your car, man.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story.
But yeah, Leicester's, I mean, people are talking about like, are they in the title race? No.
No,
they're not in the title race.
They're in the top four race.
Yeah.
They're in the
sure
top
are.
Four race.
They for sure are. Way more than Man U.
Yeah, yeah. Man U's
not in the
top
four.
The top 10 race. The race to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
That's the race they're in.
And yeah, last week the points were tight enough where you could win and the shift wouldn't be that bad. But when it got to this week, I don't know, the way that the points worked out.
The more games you play, the more, you know, the more value a loss is and the more value a win is.
Yeah, exactly.
Which mean, you know, for whatever that means.
Right, so Arsenal draws this week. If we win, we're 1 point behind them. We're 6 points behind Chelsea. Now we're or we're seven behind Chelsea. Yeah, now
I don't even count it as connecting myself as a Man U fan with those teams. And I know what Arsenal's problem is. So they might finish out of the top six too, but they do have the potential to finish in the top six.
Yeah.
But if I'm an Arsenal fan, expecting Arsenal, who drew 1-1 this weekend with, they drew...
the Giant Slayers.
Who was it?
With Wolves.
Wolves. Like, listen, I'm not expecting more than that. Like, yeah, you're entitled right now. Look at your team, and you have some glaring issues. And they want to get rid of Emery. Like, there's the Emery out chance. But this is not an Emery issue. This is a personnel issue. You know, like, in the transfer window, get the players that you need.
Yeah.
You know what needs to be fixed.
Right.
And it's not fixed. And if you fix it, you can keep Ozil and Pepe and Aubameyang and Lacazette and Guendouzi and add the players that you need to make this thing you need defense in your midfield and in your defense.
Yeah, you need a spine. You can't have a good team without a good spine.
And your goalkeeper is probably not the best goalkeeper that you could have.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, doesn't it make you depressed, though, that, like, their captain is literally being jeered off the field?
Doesn't depress me.
But they're still so much higher than Man U. Like,
is
I don't
it
know,
so much higher?
Not so much higher, but they're in six. We're in 10th.
We were ahead of them last week.
I think it's...
But now we're...
seven. Yeah, so not so much higher, but they're 4 points off.
They're five now. Last week we were seventh. Now we're 10th.
Yeah.
But they're better than us offensively. They can create. So
Our defense is better than theirs. We have better playmakers than them.
Yeah, but we're losing games by a goal, and we're not scoring enough, and that's the difference.
You want to talk about us? You want to talk about me and you?
Let's just finish, like, since we kind of started talking about Arsenal and the 1-1 game, and I guess the issue is people are saying Emery out. Like, listen, firing Emery is not going to fix your problems unless your front office buys the right players. I don't know why they bought Pepe. Is it Nicolas Pepe?
Yeah.
When you have a Lacazette stays on the bench. That money could have went to a player that could have really helped you in the areas where you needed to help. So if Emery was a part of buying Pepe, then he's a part of the issue. If he wasn't and they just forced that buy on him, then whoever was most responsible for buying Pepe is a part of your problem.
But I see what you're saying. Like, the jump in quality from Lacazette to Pepe, one, it's not a jump at all. Lacazette's just, I think, better.
And he works better with Aubameyang. And you're putting Lacazette on the bench to get Pepe acclimated.
More minutes, yeah.
And it's like, you should be getting...
Right.
That's time. And then you're victimizing Ozil. And so you have...
Ozil does play like extra he's getting chloroformed.
Oh, yeah. I saw him doing some defensive work in a highlight this weekend, but I don't know how his entire game was.
Yeah, I mean, he floats around and he's not happy there.
Right.
It's weird to see him like that World Cup, then to Real, then to Arsenal. It's just all been downhill from there. But
yeah, ever since he got to Arsenal.
But Emery is the guy making the decision to buy David Luiz and put him at center half.
That's a desperation buy at the end of the season when you didn't buy any of the personnel you should have bought, and you went and bought Nicolas Pepe.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
happened
there.
And you got lucky to get... You feel lucky to get Luiz, but he's also hurt you, and he's kind of helped you.
Right, but then Emery's also the one that makes the decision to...
Is he? Did they say that?
No, he's the one that dons the captain's armband to Granit Xhaka, which is
that's bananas.
That's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, that's bad decision making.
I don't know. If they had Mourinho in, wouldn't he shore up their defense a little bit better? They would be a more solid team if they keep Aubameyang and Lacazette. I think they'd be fine.
Mourinho is not as good as a coach as he used to be. I don't know if him getting fired from Man U and him being a pundit has given him a different view of the game. That remains to be seen for me.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's at right now. He says some of the right things when I watch him do punditry. So I don't know. That's from a humbler position. Like when you get a job again and you start feeling like your chest puff out and you're back on the horse riding through, I don't know how he'll be, you know.
I don't think
that Arsenal players are so sensitive. I don't know if a Mourinho, like straight black coffee with whiskey in it.
In your face.
Is they might need it and they might respond to it or they might get worse.
God, Pogba and Mourinho is just like oil and water. That was ridiculous. But so you think Arsenal will finish ahead of us?
Yeah, for sure. Why wouldn't they?
Think Wolves will finish ahead of us?
Maybe not, because Wolves is having difficulty because they, I mean, we're both in the Europa League, but they had to play extra games.
Yeah.
So they're definitely suffering from that.
And they have a pretty important player that I think broke a bone in his foot or something like that. So they've been without him. And yeah, I don't know. I would pray that Man U finishes above Wolves, but I'm depressed right now.
I just don't want to get relegated.
I don't think we're going to get relegated.
Listen, man, this is... Let's go to us, right?
Don't even say that. It's ridiculous.
Let's go to us, man. Let's just embrace this pain.
Yeah.
Bournemouth versus Man United. It wasn't a game that I fully thought that we could win.
Yeah, me neither.
And listen, man, let's face it. We've had a decent 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have.
You know, or was it a week? When did we play Liverpool?
It was
two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
And then we won all the games since, right?
Really, fucking Adam Lallana ties the game, and then he's playing Aston Villa or whoever they were playing. He just shanks a shot at the end. I fucking hate that Adam Lallana.
That's Lallana.
Anyway, sorry to
interrupt. That's why he doesn't start.
We played Liverpool tight. We always play Liverpool very, very well.
Admirable game.
Yeah.
And we just didn't apply that same edge at Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And I know it's raining, you know?
Big time.
It's raining, so and a lot of people got cards, so you can't. Like, but the energy, like, this is who we are, where we can't do what we do every week, the things that make us win. And there's going to be inconsistency. And I'm like, so if I was honest at the beginning of the season about where we were going to be.
You've been honest.
So I have to be honest. Like, it hurt watching us lose this game.
Yeah.
But I say, man, if you're going to remain honest, you can't be surprised or hurt by the result of this game. So I just had to like...
Yeah, I mean, it's a better...
But it did ruin the beginning of my Saturday morning.
Yeah. I mean, you're in a better place than me because I'm constantly confounded by this team. Like,
why?
How did we do what we did when Ollie took over for those 7-8 games?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe even longer than that. How were we that team? And now we are this team. It doesn't make any to me.
I could give you some ideas. First of all, there is some
juice to a new manager.
But there is a reason for you being confounded.
Yeah.
Right? Ollie came out and we played very attacking football, which was the opposite of what Mourinho was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the season went on, we did get some injuries because when we went to Paris Saint-Germain, we didn't even have Pogba.
Yeah.
And we had injuries and we lost momentum and we lost confidence. And then now we're exactly where we should be. If you talk about experience and quality wise of what we have. And in this game, you know who our subs were? You know who our subs were?
We are so fucked with injuries right now.
I didn't even want to go to our subs. Like when they said during the game, so we're down one. It's the second half. And they said, well, he's got Mata on the bench or Lingard. Like, that almost made me cringe as much as the Gomez injury.
Yeah.
You know, that's
not,
what...
Not quite as much.
Not quite as much. But yeah. I'm like, that's all we got?
It's so sad. Like, those two players you just named will not come onto the field
and do anything.
Win you a game.
They're not going to win your game. It's just, you're just, I got to try something. If I play this whole game and not make a sub, if I'm the coach, they're going to say you should have, like, and sometimes, you know, an Origi does something for Liverpool.
Right.
So you got to, and Greenwood hit the post.
Yeah.
And I do want to see him get more time.
Yeah.
But I think where Ali is fucking up is, put Brandon Williams to start.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon Williams, in the games that he's played, has shown more promise than you're going to get from
Ashley Young. Yeah.
Right?
I want Aston Villa to stay
We have so to phase out Ashley
back
Young.
Back to fucking Aston Villa. I feel bad because Ashley's been a great player for us. I mean, not a great player, but... you know, he's you know, I don't want to say bled for the crest. He's gotten bird shit in his mouth for the crest. But yeah, I don't know. Do you think, like, if Pep had our team, would we be?
None of these players would be on it. We'd have Pogba. We'd have De Gea, maybe, because I've seen Pep get rid of world-class goalkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And De Gea's made enough mistakes, you know? So if Pep had our team, what were you going to say? Finish it.
Would he be in the top four right now?
No.
This lineup?
No.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
So you don't think it's an Ollie problem?
No, this is a personnel problem. Like, I'm at the beginning of the season, and for 2-3 years, even when... Listen, there's a podcast when the last season that Fergie was a coach,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at other teams and I was jealous of their lineups or personnel.
Team.
And we still won.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch those games, they weren't pretty.
No.
But we won because Fergie willed them in a way that, gosh, you know, that there's a certain standard of effort that he refuses to make his players play below.
Yeah.
So then everybody rises up to that standard. Right. And so we haven't had a set of creative midfielders in their youth or in their prime since, you know, we had older Giggs. We had older Scholes who just come back out of retirement. Mm-hmm. You don't retire because you're young. You know what I'm saying? Literally, or because you're in the prime of your career.
He literally pulled him off of the rehab bed and was like, we need you to play one more season.
Exactly. So a guy that had his testimonial before.
Yeah.
So we won with those guys. You know what I'm saying? So this
takes
is like...
takes time with youth.
Yeah, it takes time with you. I believe in Pereira. I believe in McTominay. I believe in Daniel James.
Yeah.
I say, fuck it. Sorry, Ashley Young. Let's go Brandon Williams, the white kid with the full black name.
Yep. Yeah,
Let's use him.
Yeah.
And
100% about that.
Maguire, Lindelof, Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah.
And defensively, we're fine. So I keep on hearing rumors, and I think I said this last week about them trying to buy other defenders. Fuck that.
No.
Creative attacking midfielders.
Wan-Bissaka and Luke Shaw on the flanks with Harry Maguire. Mm. Lindelof, I'll just say it. Lindelof is not good enough to be on Man U.
He's young Lovren.
Dude, he gets beat in physical battles. I shit just goes way over his head.
I kind of blame him for the goal.
All right. Let's talk about the... Yeah, I don't know where his positioning is on that goal. He steps forward. Like he's going to cut off some fucking pass.
But you have to stay... in front of the goal, you can't, you know, and so people, Wan-Bissaka was on him. So Wan-Bissaka went to the, but at least Wan-Bissaka was still, but Lindelof.
He's goal side, at least.
Lindelof went past the player to anticipate some passes. Like, no, you got thrown off. So Wan-Bissaka's getting blamed because Wan-Bissaka was on him, but Wan-Bissaka's in the middle of the field on probably not his side of the field, guarding a player
right.
that Lindelof should have had.
Yep.
And Lindelof was right there, and they could have like closed him like a book.
You're so
and
right.
And he jumped. And then I don't know who the people are criticizing Wan-Bissaka because he was there, but Lindelof opened up
totally.
The door for that shot.
Absolutely. Lindelof is in no man's land. Yeah. So Wan-Bissaka comes over to cover his guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wan-Bissaka, the guy brings the ball down really well and then mm-hmm. turns. I mean, it was kind of a wild shot. But mm-hmm. again, Lindelof square dances with him rather than just getting with Wan-Bissaka, who's yeah. already covering for him and right. snuffing out what would be a shot. I mean, yeah. when you're 7-8 yards out, don't worry about him.
Right.
Take nobody around to fucking pass to.
That shot should have been in Lindelof's balls, and he should have been rolling around on the ground, and it should have been 0-0 at halftime, and we should all be thanking the kids that Lindelof would not be able to have
yeah.
by now.
Yeah.
And
it's not what happened.
And then we'd still be unhappy because we have a draw, but yeah. we'd have never known that it could have been a loss.
Well, and Lindelof is going to continue making children who are yeah. who are not great soccer players.
Yeah, that he didn't sacrifice.
You know, nothing good can come from yeah. this. Nothing yeah. good. What was encouraging is we had a lot of chances early on. Terrible fucking shots.
We started the game plan started off. Right.
Yes, it did. Martial with one of the just most pathetic scuff shots I've mm-hmm. seen in a while. Fred is just, I mean, I'm kind of done with Fred. I don't see the point anymore, really. I don't really see the fucking point anymore.
I can't disagree with you. But they paid this money for this guy. I say, let's see what Chong got. Let's see what Chong has got.
Against Bournemouth? Why not?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I'm not shitting on Bournemouth. Bournemouth is a solid mid-table team that might be a little bit above a mid-table team with more experienced personnel. And so let's see what they got. I also, excuse me, just burped right
what
into the
to
thing.
Your throat?
Yeah, I just burped, bro. But
fucking poltergeist.
Yeah, let it out. Come on out. Stop staying in me. But Martial has to give more. Like, there's a play in the Liverpool game when Saadio Mane, in the beginning of the game, is in defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving his all, defensively and offensively, because this is the same guy that scored the winning goal and created an assist. So he's involved.
Yep.
And Martial is not.
He's fucking off.
He is not going 100.
No.
He is not going 100. Like, hey, man, I get it. Like, I saw a ball. Pereira tried to get a ball to him, and it, like, he wanted it ahead and ran ahead, but the ball came behind him where he was before the ball was passed, and he
right.
stopped, and he's like, I needed it right there. Who
yeah.
gives a fuck what you needed? Chase that motherfucker.
Right, and
chase
also,
that motherfucker. Like, chase
Martial
everything,
always,
Martial. Chase
wants it
everything.
He his feet constantly, and he drives at people, so who could blame Pereira for thinking that he wanted to do that? But Martial
he's not chasing enough.
He's right. It's crazy how, like, one goal it can just propel you. I know that Martial is more than just that goal he put away on his debut against Liverpool, but mm-hmm. like that image, that moment has propelled him into this
mm-hmm.
this place on our team. Still, I really, really think so, because we've seen that potential. Like, this guy can turn people and score, but we forget that it was Skrtel, and maybe Martial's just not that great.
No, he's... there's this mental thing, there's some players you can convince to go there, but he's not competitive enough.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know what the plan is. Like, they do chase the ball, him and Rashford, a lot.
Yeah.
And they try to press the defenders.
Yeah.
But also, some of them passes, listen, you got to know your teammates. Some of these passes ain't going to be accurate, but you have to commit to these bad passes
yeah.
and make them good passes. And that's what I want to see more from Martial and Rashford, Martial.
I don't feel like Martial runs into space that much. I just feel like he's not like playing into the channels kind of
he might not
forward.
Be.
I mean, Rashford
I can't
is,
disagree with you.
Rashford is that
right.
100%.
Right.
He'll just beat you with speed and he'll get one-on-one. Mm. Martial's like a cute, you know, I feel like he should be on Barcelona. I feel like he would be better suited for like a
Barca
style.
Don't sleep. Barca works harder than Martial.
Totally, totally.
So he might be on the bench, you know, not getting in.
Lastly, I just want to say those jerseys, whoever made those jerseys.
Who's?
ours.
Our jerseys are better than they were last year. Definitely.
You like the food poisoning gold more than the pink?
Let me see. Let me see what we looked like.
Ugh.
I can't remember.
These jerseys are fucking disgusting. They're beige. They look like vomit.
I wouldn't buy one of those ones. We played pink.
Yeah, we played pink last
year.
Fuchsia
pink?
It was more like a white pink, like an indecipherable pink that didn't read on camera. Until you
I'd get our
close.
Black one, but I'd just get it because it's a Man U jersey,
yeah.
And I'd get the red one. But I wasn't crazy about our jerseys last year. Maybe we won't get good jerseys until we win.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be the turning point.
Yeah, maybe it will be. But I guess, look at that.
I fuck with that black.
Yeah, but this cream.
You like that cream, Aaron?
it's gross.
Why is he leaning like a model who won some shit?
Yeah.
Stand up straight.
I know.
This is how we play defense.
He needs a cigarette in his mouth. It'll round out the picture. But
it actually looks good in that photo.
It does good. It look good in that photo, but it's just, that's a lie. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That
hilarious.
Is.
That was terrible on this guy.
I lied. I said lastly, this is what I'll say lastly. Bournemouth hadn't scored a goal in like 300 minutes, but they were keeping a lot of clean sheets.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it before. This is the kind of team that we just have so much trouble with. When teams allow us to have the ball a lot, I just feel like we don't know what to do with it, and we're not decisive enough.
Oh, we know what to do with it. We give that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we win the ball, and then we give that shit back. It just takes one forward pass for us to give up the ball.
It's insane.
And it's just like, sometimes when you look at the stats and they show you how many times we pass, I'm like, that's a lie. We need to fire the stat guy, because there's no way we made, from what I saw, 488 passes. When did the fuck that happen?
Yeah.
Unless it was just all the lateral passing in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, 10 corners, no goal.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about you because we almost scored, I think last week.
Mm-hmm.
Not this week, but we almost put one in on a corner. I don't know, man. I'm starting to lose patience with Ollie. I'm getting pretty pissed off.
I feel you.
I'm getting pretty fucking pissed off here.
He did make Pereira take the corners, and then Young started taking them once he went out. But how did we have 78% pass accuracy in a game that looks so horrible?
Little passes.
This stat guy needs to be fired.
Yeah.
This is no way. He's drinking.
Stat guy's the same guy that made these jerseys. He needs to be put out.
Yeah.
Are you guys literally sponsored by Kohler, the toilet manufacturer?
I mean, we're playing.
No,
like,
I think it's a different Kohler. It might be a different Kohler. Is that the same?
That might explain.
Logo.
That might explain some things.
Same font.
Say, I mean,
we might be, bro.
Giant fucking Chevy crest plastered across these jerseys. I don't want to get into it. The whole team is fucked right now.
I mean,
everything about it.
Chevy's all we got right now. We are playing like Chevys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a proud Chevy owner. I'm a proud Chevy owner.
You are?
2017 Chevy Trax. It's a wonderful vehicle.
Give it a few more years.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right, let's go to...
That's it with that depressed ball.
Depressed football. So we did that. Let me see if there's any other... There's some VAR moments. Let me see if I find them on my...
There's a VAR moment in Everton Tottenham. I don't know, like, it hit Dele Alli's arm, I think, and they didn't call it a penalty.
I wouldn't have called it. And then let's talk about the Firmino goal in the Liverpool game.
Yeah.
And that just should have been a goal.
Mm-hmm. Can they just do, what do you think about, like, just feet? That's it. Feet being whether or not you're offsides. Like, if your shoulder is over the line, or your arm is over the line, or, I mean, with VAR, it's a fucking finger. Can we just stop?
Or an armpit here.
Yeah, or an armpit. Can we just stop with this? Can it be, if your foot is behind the line, then you're onside?
I want to go back to probably over a decade ago to what the rule was before.
Because
that seemed to be working.
What was that?
And then I forgot, but there was never this many problems. And then now it's a problem. Like, that Firmino shit...
Mm-hmm.
When they started drawing lines, I'm like, who drew? And they said, who drew that line? And Who's
seriously
the VAR needs VAR?
Yeah,
like who's the VAR for the VAR guy who's drawing the line?
It looks
the
like
offside line.
There's like somebody's playing like Sims or something. Like people are like dropping all these different lines into the box. It doesn't make it's a fucking clusterfuck, and it needs to be simplified. And people shouldn't get called offsides for having a hair.
I think that's that goal was called offside by the linesman and the ref backed him up and then they went to VAR. So VAR just, but that was not offside.
No.
Like once it looks that close, if I'm the VAR, people are like, fuck that.
Yeah.
It's not offside.
Right.
I'm not, because you have to know that you're pissing people off.
Pissing people off. And it takes like 3 minutes to figure it out.
I don't even care about the time, but once you see it like that, they say, all right, fuck it. Just leave it. Leave. Unless you're worried about people in, that people that will go online and draw the line and take a clip of the game and then, you know, but that was not offside.
Referees don't have to give press conferences anyways. I don't think that they should be too worried about it. Yeah, I don't know. VAR is supposed to be the great revealer and it's just convoluted things so much more.
Right.
Not a fan of it in not its current form whatsoever.
The other game I want to talk about right quick was Newcastle.
Yeah.
Is just
West Ham, what is wrong with you?
Well, you know what? West Ham been playing shitty all year and has gotten some wins. They played shitty against us and won.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
Lost to West Ham.
So them losing to Newcastle just shows you, like, Pellegrini has to do something here because he has better players on paper than Newcastle, and you're losing to Newcastle.
Yep.
Yeah, Newcastle was the number one team selected to be relegated this year.
Yeah.
And you just lost to them. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Steve Bruce is kind of, I mean, they're in 15th, so it's not like they're world beaters or anything, but they're
this is a better projection than you got wins.
Yeah.
They beat us.
Yeah.
You beat West Ham. You know, this team has the feel that it'll definitely survive this season.
Yeah.
Even though it's early to call.
I know. Once winter sets in, that's when people really start dying off. But, yeah, I mean, it looked like it was going to be a little bit of a game there for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
But
towards the end when West Ham scored 2 garbage minute goals.
Yeah.
But so I think, you know, people hated what Steve Bruce. Well, Newcastle fans are very picky about their coaches.
Yeah.
Like they had one coach that was winning. They're like, fuck this guy. We don't like him.
Yeah,
so he never got on board with him.
Uh-huh.
And then he left.
And they hate everything that the owner does.
They hate everything the owner does. But the owner's lucky. He got Bruce. Mm-hmm. And Bruce has him in a better position than they thought they were going to be.
Yep.
So even this Bruce, this owner is a businessman.
Yeah.
And he's doing fine business-wise. But and then the frustrating thing, when I see a team like Newcastle have a player like Saint Maximum, who is a monster, and he's just running across the field with his blonde highlighted dreads with the headband on, and he's just doing things to teams and turning them and twisting them inside out, and just like create opportunities and chances. Like, how don't come, man? You don't have this motherfucker.
I don't get it. He's hungrier, I guess, but he looks like an old school like. He looks like a badass man. Just a thick young man boss in the field.
Yeah. Then you can't get the ball off him, and you definitely have to worry about him.
Right.
And
it's kind of like Lukaku a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. This guy can control the ball. Nah, hell no. Complete opposite. Unless you're talking about Inter Lukaku, who scored like I think 8 games all season, which is 8 goals all season.
I mean, he's been playing pretty well. He's been playing better than... He has more goals than Man U in October or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But St. Maxim, I just wanted to give him a shout-out for
a well-deserved shout-out.
Yeah, well-deserved shout-out.
Anybody who wears a headband like that in a modern-day EPL is confident doing his own thing.
I mean, it matches his shirt, man. You might, you know...
It's a thick fucking headband, though. That's like a 1990s headband. He's
trying to keep this the highlight or juice out of his eyes.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before we get too far off of ugly uniforms.
Yeah.
West Ham and the previous game we were just looking at, both with maroon and baby blue. I don't think those go together.
I like the West Ham jersey.
Yeah, people love the West Ham jerseys, and it's a proud club. It's a proud London club. Those colors are tried and true. Norwich has, I don't know, the most divisive uniforms. I can't believe last time I was on here, I said Norwich is going to stay up. That's just not going to happen.
They stay. I mean, it depends on how their morale holds up. But I do like the I'm so used to seeing claret and blue and burgundy.
Yeah.
It matches Liverpool. To me. You don't like Liverpool?
It's the same colors.
Oh, Villa.
Villa.
Oh, Villa's. Oh, Villa's the.
Yeah. I mean, this Villa jersey is uglier than the West Ham one.
Yeah, but we're used to just seeing that palette because it's normal in the EPL because those two teams have been up for a while and they both have it.
You want to see colors?
Also, should this guy be kicking this dude in the face?
Yeah, he should.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good poster for a kung fu movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. No, absolutely not. It's called a high boot. It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Kick somebody in the face like that.
That's hilarious. Should this guy be kicking this guy in the face? It's hilarious. That's funny.
It's a great question.
It's a great question. Why are you doing that? honorable mention. Yeah. Chelsea handling their fucking business. Even though it's just Watford, you could lose to teams like this. And the two young boys, Pulisic and Tammy Abraham, came through and they scored goals. And Pulisic is just like, hey, man, I want in. And I know you got a good squad, but I want in.
Yeah.
And he scored the winning goal, and Tammy Abraham got an assist and the goal.
Who assisted Tammy Abraham for that first goal?
Let me see if I can watch this off camera.
That ball, I'm trying to think. That ball was...
Oh, Jorginho.
It Jorginho?
Yeah, Jorginho.
Fucking believable, that pass. Yeah. I don't know how he saw that that run out of the corner of his eye. I don't even think he took a touch. I think he just hit it.
Jorginho is in Saka Mensah. Mm-hmm. He's a Saka Mensah player. He has a high attacking IQ.
Yeah.
And him, Willian, Kovacic is getting better hanging out with these guys.
People forget, Kovacic is phenomenal. When he was on Madrid, he's wildly talented.
Yeah. I mean, he was basic with Real Madrid, like he pass, play it safe. But now he's getting more, showing more skill. Mm-hmm. And Willian, Jorginho, the tight spaces that they can operate in and get out, they can Houdini their way out of a trap.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful to watch. And it's just a sexy mod. They play some sexy fucking football. That's the thing I wanted to say. Like, you just sit back and you watch the aerial view of how Chelsea gets around the field.
Yeah.
And that shit is like, I wanted to light a candle, eat some chocolates, and just... it's like Valentine's Day soccer, man. That shit is sex. It's like watching a woman take off her lingerie, walk into the room,
right,
dance to music, and strip down of her lingerie. Like, when Chelsea's done playing, I'm throwing singles at the fucking TV.
Simple, they are sexy. Clean eroticism.
Yes. Yeah, simple, it's some sexy ass football, bro.
I mean, their passing is phenomenal. They can pass really accurately. Mm-hmm. Their system seems to be, I mean, Frank's drilling this into them, and it's working. Mm-hmm. And they have finishers. I mean, Tammy Abraham is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Mount, in that 10 role, is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's hitting the post. He hit the post a few times.
If not for a phenomenal day from their keeper, this game could have been 4-5 1. Right. Chelsea's. We beat them 4-0 on opening day.
We're lucky we played them on opening day before, and we actually showed them their flaws and helped them, like, say, all right, this is what we need to fix. So they are learning. They're an evolving organism. You know what I'm saying? They're on the evolutionary chart of football. They're standing upright each game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they walked out the world.
And we're like, yeah. But we're going down in a sense that we're going up because we have what we have. We need reserves and we have injuries. And we're exactly where we would be. The type of coach that has the little experience that he has and the type of players that we have skill-wise.
Frank Lampard doesn't have experience.
He does with Derby. And It's listen. He's he
as
has
much as Ollie.
He has better personnel. There's just no question.
No, he does not. All right.
Let's run this. Willian has won the league.
Yeah, I think okay? He's got a Champions League too.
And maybe Champions League. I'm not sure about that. Let's go to who else they got. Let's go through their lineup right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, Man U at full
Jorginho
strength.
Jorginho is better than any midfielder we have.
McTominay? Yeah. You'd rather Jorginho than
Hell
McTominay.
Yeah, he's just better. McTominay's so young. Yeah, that's the problem. I think we're the Man U fans that think Man U should be better are overrating our players. Like, I've never seen McTominay get out of the situations and create the attacking. Like, he just, that goal that he created for Tammy Abrams. Like, you ain't seen that out of McTominay yet.
You're not.
And I want to say never because he's our player and I want that to happen, but you're not seeing that.
Pogba will do that in his sleep.
Pogba will do that, but, you know, there's no cohesion there either. Willian plays for Brazil. Pulisic played for Dortmund. He's American that played for Dortmund at a young age. We don't have a player.
I'd rather Rashford than Pulisic.
Yeah, and we do. And we're back in the table. And then Tammy Abrams is coming into his own. So it's hard to say. This is an argument that I had with a conversation.
Yeah.
So some guy from Chelsea was like, I'd rather have Martial and
Rashford.
And Rashford than he thinks they're better than Pulisic and Tammy Abrams. And I said, you might be right. But the problem is those two are our best players. The two players on your team that you mentioned aren't your best players. So that's what everybody else around.
Who else is better than them on Chelsea?
On Chelsea, Tomori, as a defender, he's as good or better than our defender. Emerson, and when they play Emerson, that means Alonso's on the bench. So then they have two players, you know, that could.
Yeah.
The Kovacic.
Alonso has.
We got Fred. They got Kovacic. We got.
Our midfield is
McTominay. They got Jorginho.
Midfield's the weakest part, but our back line against theirs, I'll take ours every time. And
we have a solid back line, but their system suits
system
them
is
and it's better.
Their system is better. They're playing better than us. They have a fucking transfer ban, and they're still going to be better than us.
Transfer ban doesn't even mean anything.
Not yet. It will eventually. Also, they're not getting decimated by the Grim Reaper of injuries.
But even when they get injuries, they have more depth than us too. Like I told you, our bench choices, the best bench choices we had were Mata and Lingard.
Yeah.
Their bench choices was Giroud, a World Cup winner.
Yep.
Hudson Calham-Adao.
Mm-hmm.
Bashuai, who's played in multiple leagues.
Yep.
Reece James, who I've seen play and he's good.
And Batshuayi tore us apart midweek in the Carabao Cup.
Right. Now, that's a good game. And then that's another game we can't be too hard and forget that Man U played in the Carabao Cup and beat Chelsea midweek.
Rashford, I texted you. Goals. I was so surprised because he actually put in a free kick.
Yeah. After so many tries of trying to score that free kick, he finally scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of another player who's phenomenal, who takes a lot of free kicks and doesn't score a lot of free kicks. They said, I guess this was ranked the best free kick in Man U history or something like that.
This one?
Somebody said that.
I immediately don't read that publication anymore.
Over Cristiano versus, who was David James playing for? Was it against Tottenham? I remember the one that just sailed in.
David James took it?
No, Cristiano took it.
Oh, Sunderland or something like that.
I don't know. I think it was... I can't remember.
I think it was Sunderland.
Anyways.
People hate when I don't Google.
Don't say that this free kick is better than so many.
Oh, so you're forgetting we had... They're forgetting we had a Beckham.
Yeah.
They're forgetting Daniel James. I mean, not a David James.
I think it was... Oh, no. They're in the relegation now, I think. The
Swansea. That's who James used to play for.
Daniel James used to play for. God. What the fuck is the name of this team?
They're in a relegation battle in the Premiership?
They were like a staple in the EPL back in like, you know, and late 2000s.
And they're in the Championship now, or they're below?
They are. I think they might be. They're either in the Championship or below.
Mm.
It's a great pod. I was trying to figure this out. But anyways, it's not the greatest free kick of all time.
It's a good
history.
One. It's really good.
It's a great
good.
One. I'm so happy that Rashford hit it. Let's figure out some set pieces and stop hammering shots from 35 yards out.
Exactly. I'm trying to think if there are any more talking points that I wanted to
Sheffield discuss. United is six.
Sheffield motherfucking United. They are six, and they just beat Burnley. I don't know what's going on with Burnley, but yeah. They are letting in goals.
Yeah.
But goddamn, Sheffield United, newly promoted team, they're above Man U. I saw some of the goals that they scored, and they like looked like they were playing some lingerie football too.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they look, their highlights look like they're in the lingerie soccer league. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate candles.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Candles. And yeah, candles football.
You know bathtub, how to treat yourself on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, bathtub football.
Yeah.
You know, bathtub, bubble bath football. These motherfuckers were playing out there and put three goals past Burnley.
Well, it's not gonna last, but...
But they're getting enough points so when they hit that wall, that they'll stay up.
They'll have a cushion.
And that's what counts.
Yeah.
You're building a cushion. You're saving money for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. They understand life.
Right.
They yes. are paying their insurance. They're paying their mortgage in advance.
Some adult shit.
I'm adults. They are fucking adults.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They didn't just come in this league like kids.
Yeah.
They are goddamn adults. And they could have more points. They almost beat... Who did they lose to? They lost to Liverpool, and they could have beat Liverpool.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
when was that?
That was 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it's
in September 28th.
Yeah, they're undefeated in their last four games. I mean, you're 100% right. When you can take advantage of the points, you have to take advantage of the points because as you get deeper and deeper into the league,
Christmas is coming. You know what happens at Christmas? Tons of games.
Yeah.
So you got to stock those points.
Yeah. You have to save up for the rainy day.
Because you can't even enjoy a win at Christmas because then you might lose right after 3 days later.
I'm so amazed that they make these guys do what they do during Christmas. I love the tradition because it's just great to watch this much soccer around the holidays. But it's insane that they play as much as they do during winter.
Mm.
Anyways, another shitty week in the EPL.
Well, let's see what's coming up. So the big game is Liverpool versus Man City.
Yeah.
Arsenal has Leicester, so that's
a good game.
That's a good game.
Yeah,
Leicester's 3, Arsenal's 5.
Leicester should probably not handily beat them, but I think they should probably win that game. They're on better form than them.
They're in better form, but this is a game that Arsenal, you know, you don't know. I mean, Leicester, like you said, they're a better team. They're a better team.
Yeah, and then do you have any doubt that we're going to win against Brighton?
Brighton's another team that they're in 8th, and we're playing them, and they're playing. Well, let me see.
So it'll be a 0-0 draw or a 1-1 draw.
Listen, when you look at this game, when you say 1-0 draw, what do you mean?
Who's 0-0 or 1-1?
Who's won? Oh, you say 1-1. My bad. Listen, Brighton are above us in the table, so we can't be looking at these teams like we're Manchester United. Like, that's not the Manchester United. A lot of people who are Manchester United fans, especially the ones in England, you two, they're talking about, we're Man United. No, we were Man United. We are...
Man United.
Manchester, not completely united now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're trying to figure
Manchester
this shit out.
Fractured.
Man fractured.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to figure this out. Like, you know, this is the Destiny's Child before they got rid of the people that they need to get rid of and added the two chicks that added them, took them to the next level.
Thank you for bringing that up because that's a history not known by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Destiny's Child was not always, you know.
Those two chicks. It wasn't.
Wasn't Kelly and
it was Kelly and Beyonce, but the other chick was not always there. And
they
had two sets of other chicks.
Yes.
So. This is, you know, you know.
Somebody needs to make a documentary on Destiny's Child. But anyways.
Destiny's Child United.
We will win that game. I'll put money on yeah. it because we are Manchester United. Wow. But the problem is we're kind of worse than ever before. And so teams really, they gear up when they play. Look at Aston Villa versus Liverpool. When a big team comes in, people get riled up to play them. I mean, sometimes you get demoralized when Man City's like three up on you in 15 minutes. But at the beginning of the game, you're fired up to play them. It's a big game for your fans and your team. When you're playing Man U, not only is it a huge team, but it's a team you can beat. So you're really fired up.
Yeah, and when teams beat us, they act like they just won the league. Mm-hmm. Like the Bournemouth players, like, you know, when they, like I saw a team beat Paris Saint-Germain this weekend.
Yeah.
And when ref blew the whistle and one of the players collapsed on the field like it was a final.
Right.
And that's how these teams are treating us.
Yeah.
Because the same way the fans are thinking of Manchester United as we're Man United, these players want to at least exaggerate in their mind that they just beat Man United.
Right.
But
it's not.
You know, you're manufactured.
Yes. It's like drinking too much and you know, having a one-night stand with like a six that you thought was an eight.
Yeah.
And you wake up the next morning.
It's like pretending the weed was greater than it is.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's not that good.
It's not that good. It's shit weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck me.
So, hey, man, why don't you get this thing in your head that why would we be that good?
I don't want to live in pessimistic,
reality. Yeah. It's just reality.
Or you could just listen, call it reality.
Man, you could go look at older Man U teams and compare the roster, and our best player before he was injured, he's in a cast, wasn't even playing that good. He was playing terrible too. Like, he could have been like subbed. But who would you sub him with?
Oh, man.
Here's some positives.
Yeah.
So we have injuries. So hopefully towards...
Not that many. It's getting better. We've got people back now.
Nah, but we only had on the bench Lingard and Mata.
I know, but the people that are injured, they're
great.
Not going to the bench.
So we're going to get Shaw back.
Yeah.
We're going to get Tuan Sebi back. And then we're going to get Pogba back. And then we could actually, if Solskjaer wanted to save his job, and we're going to have Brandon Williams, we can make some aggressive changes to put us more in an attacking situation to use those players. Because Tuan Sebi could play Fred's spot. He doesn't have to be a defender. But it's good to have him on the field in front of the defense so he can learn to work with these players, and he has a lot of skill, and I've seen composure. We can start sliding Brandon Williams in there, so and then we could push Pogba forward more.
Why is your head in the clouds? You need to come back down to reality. That's not going to happen. We need to go on like an insane run.
But that's the only way to do it. We're not going to make top four.
If we're going to make top four, we have to go on an insane run.
You know how shitty this league would have to be for us to make top four? And the league is not that shitty. Everybody got money. And they have better players. Half the league has better players than us. Man United used to have the best players.
Yeah,
I can go through so many teams that have better players than us.
Yeah.
Like on paper.
Yeah.
And on the field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. On paper, not as much. When we talk about on the field, then that's when it gets really, really fucking
sad.
And then
sometimes when we do have better players, they're not playing like they're better players that day.
Yeah.
And that's probably a coaching problem.
I'll be excited to see you turn on Ollie. I wanna know, like, when's that that day comes.
There's reasons why I'm upset with it. And I don't know if you were here for those podcasts, but like the set piece Ollie, I'm not a fan of set piece Ollie.
Yep.
And I'm not a fan of
no plan B Ollie.
No plan C Ollie. Yeah. And I'm not a fan of attacking Ollie.
Right.
What
substitution Ollie?
He has no substitutes.
But he did have substitutes early on in the season. He would bring people on like the 83rd minute. Like, dude, we're down. Right. What the fuck are you doing?
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. So
all right. We should write a letter. You should start managing Man U. Quit the touring for a little bit.
It's hilarious. Torrent is the only thing that's making me survive this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So that's the podcast. You know, next weekend we play Brighton Hove, and I wish we could say we are we are the underdogs in a game against Brighton Hove.
We are not the underdogs.
We are. They're in eighth. We're in tenth.
We're not the underdogs.
We are the underdogs. They have 15 points. We have 13.
That does not mean we're the underdogs. You got to stop. No.
Yeah.
You're very, very logical and well founded in your realism. Mm-hmm. That's just insane. You're dipping into pessimism.
We are the underdogs.
No, we're not.
We are the underdogs. Next week against Brighton Hove, and the only advantage we have is that we're at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Trafford.
Old Trafford.
Theater of dreams.
Yeah.
Theater of nightmares.
Theater of nightmares, yeah. Anything you want to plug or say before we get out of here?
No, I mean, follow me on Twitter at Dylan Pete Wren, and listen to another Below Deck podcast. Thea Vaughn's producer, Nick, and an old man named Pat. three of us break down stupid reality television.
What network are you on?
We're independent, man.
All right.
We're independent. That's how we're just killing it right now. We're kind of staving away the offers. Not until we're ready.
Yeah, man. Not till you're ready, bro.
Yeah.
Get bought by an Emirates group.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. We're not just going to sell.
Yeah, we're not just going to sell.
Doesn't make any sense.
Going to get that oil money.
It's myopic.
Yeah. For me, go to my website, IanEdwardsComedian.com, and you can check out my dates. I'm in St. Louis this Saturday for the Flyover Comedy Festival, and the weekend of Thanksgiving I'll be at Tommy T's in Rancho that Friday, probably through Sunday, and after that I'm also going to be at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. And my website doing some weird shit where it's not showing my January dates, but I do have January dates. So just go to my Instagram. Ian Edwards Comic. Yes, Ian Edwards Comic. And I'll post my dates are posted after my roommate sketches, and you can see
hilarious.
The rest of my dates. And thank you. Yeah,
go watch those.
Yeah, go watch my roommate sketches on Instagram at Ian Edwards Comic. And do I have anything else? My album is also available at IanEdwardsComedian.com on my website. Boom. Thanks, Aaron.
And thanks, Aaron.
Produced by Conan. It's $5. And or stream it on all the listening services. And Brungard, what up, fam?
Hey.
Thank you, brother. Anything? You want to plug your Twitter?
Sure. It's at Hilarinous. HILARONOUS.
Boom.
It's a good handle. I like that handle.
I like
it's
it
a good
too.
Handle.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you see Aaron there, and he's got jokes. Funny guy. Great producer. Thankful to him every week. And yeah. And he's lucky to not be a Man U fan right now.
Yeah.
So that's the podcast. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Tell some friends. Smash the like button on YouTube. I put some questions under the comics on YouTube, comments on YouTube, or Instagram me some questions. I know I got some questions from one person in Madison, that's the homie, but I'm not gonna do them this week. I'll look at them next week. But if you have questions that you want answered on the podcast, put them in the comment section under the videos on YouTube and I'll answer them on the show, probably next show.
Boom.
All right, so we'll do that. Peace, love, have a great week, and no racial slurs.
Don't say Jap
in casinos.
It's not appropriate.
It's inappropriate.
It's a racial slur.
It's inappropriate to ask you not to say it. That's how inappropriate it is.
Yeah, it is. It's inappropriate.
Yes, it's inappropriate. One.